Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another midweek reading with Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host and reader tonight, Aluna Odette, and I am very excited to be bringing you this midweek news. So tonight we have a full moon, very full and glorious out there. I hope you are able to moon bathe tonight and get your cleansing in. Full moons definitely are about awakening intuitive powers, prophetic visions. So let's see what our cards have to say for us. So I'm going to start by doing a light shuffle. And while I do that, I just want to remind you that we are on Instagram and Facebook, as well as Twitter, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. And you also can follow my account, even though I should be more active than I am, at Aluna Tarot. So, all right. And whenever my cards start jumping, I feel like they're ready to get going. So they're definitely jumping right now. Okay. So the present position is the Five of Wands. Now let's talk about that for a second. So the Wands represent our ego, our drive, our passion, things that move us, spiritual involvement, you know, a real strive for empowerment. It's represented by the element of fire. It's represented by the season of summer with a fire sign. So we're looking at a real passionate energy here. And in the fives, in the depiction in my deck, we see five different wands coming together in conflict, okay? This is not union, this is conflict. Five different egos, five different personality types that are very dominant, very boisterous, and very, what's another word for it? When you're almost resilient, but stubborn, okay? Very stubborn energies coming together, and they just can't meet a middle ground. So they start fighting. Okay. So we're witnessing a scene of confrontation, strife, not deadly though. It wouldn't be as deadly as the sword, seeing the sword sort of come together and there's going to be obvious bloodshed, but somebody's going to leave with a couple of bruises and some black eyes in this altercation, because everyone is out to prove their point and everyone is, no one's backing down. And these are, maybe this energy is showing in the present position, dealing with other people, dealing with coworkers, dealing with your friends. Often at times, there's so much out there right now that's swaying everyone's opinion. Social media, look at it as a whole, a nesting ground for just different opinions, outrageous comments, attacks, hostility, and oftentimes it seems like stepping into the internet world is like stepping into the arena almost, and that's what we're witnessing here. So this card being present, maybe this is a reminder to you to pick and choose your battles. It can take a lot of time, believe me, to sit there and go back and forth with someone over something petty as an opinion or a minor altercation, especially people that you don't know. So this is a reminder, if you find yourself doing that too much, to take a step back. But also, don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. A lot of times we want to always take the high ground, always take the high road. And it's like, no, sometimes we have to stand up for ourselves and really say what we believe and say what we feel and hold fast to our truths without damaging or demeaning someone else, but still being confident and assured in our position. Now, in the next position that I'm seeing, we see the Ten of Chalices, okay? So the cups, let's talk about that. The cups represents emotions. The ten represents the final, and in this depiction, we're seeing a couple here. So to jump back to the present position again, where I'm seeing inner turmoil or butting of heads, maybe this is dealing within a relationship because I'm seeing two people here in this card, a couple that have been together through the ups and downs of life. You know, it's the 10. They have 10 chalices, and each chalice represents a different aspect that the human goes through, or us as humans go through dealing with emotions, the joy, the bitterness, the sorrow, the regret, the loss, the desperation. So they have gone through all of that and overcome it. So maybe this card is a reminder to you, if you are in a relationship and you're finding yourself in this situation that you and your partner are not really seeing eye to eye, or it's you and your partner that's been sort of bumping heads a lot, just remember and try to hold fast to the good times and why you guys are really in it. And hopefully, you know, it's what's standing behind that, or the foundation of that union, is you guys have been through the tough times already. So it's just another season, you know, it's just another season for you guys, and you're going to pull through this because the love, it has stood the testament of time, it seems, with this card. So don't let some minor disagreement sort of butt you, you know, pit you guys against each other. But let's see what the rest of the cards have to say. So the next card here that I'm seeing, there's some drama going on. Okay, the next card that I'm seeing here is the Devil card. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, the Devil card, as like scary as that might sound, this is a card about looming temptation, feeding into addiction, hidden secrets, hidden intention. A lot of times this has to deal with the lust factor. So if I'm looking closely, and I'm going to use my intuitive sense for a second, I'm picking up that there might be some infidelity going on here. And the moon is definitely reflecting that, because in the present position, we're seeing this strife. So something that's contributed to this energy where you and your spouse, okay, represented in the Ten of Chalices, you guys have been together all this time, but now it's so much strife between you two, and maybe one person or both parties don't really understand why, but what's underlying it is a looming temptation of some sort. We're not going to say cheating, because I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, even if I have to sometimes, but there is something deep inside that one person or another is constantly feeding that isn't good for them or the relationship. Because what happens with the Devil card is we create this monster, and whatever that monster could be, it could be you wanting to gamble all the time, you wanting to go out and party, you wanting to cheat, you know, and date other people. And eventually that little monster begins to grow because it constantly needs to be fed. It needs that experience, that next big high or hit of playing another game, going out to another party, meeting another girl or guy. So what eventually happens is it becomes so big, this monster in the back of us, that it begins to pioneer our decisions. We become the puppet, and it becomes our master. And little do we know, we lose ourselves and we lose relationships. We lose, you know, trust and foundations, because we're just so lost in trying to get that next big hit. Okay, so be wary of that. Try to really get into some introspection if you feel like this card is resonating with you, or this reading is resonating with you. And let's see what we have going on in the next card. Okay, so the next card is the Moon. Okay, so I'm not kidding here. Some introspection is definitely needed on somebody's part, because the Moon, speaking of which, there's a full moon tonight, and the Moon card comes up. This card is talking about what's going on beneath the surface, okay? So there are some secrets here. There are some real like the realms of fantasy, forbidden fantasy that's constantly wanting to be explored, because the moon speaks of this rule by the sign Pisces, which is very dreamy, fantasy-oriented, elusive, very whimsical, fanciful. So this card sort of is hinting at whatever that addiction is that we're seeing with the devil card, whether it be a beautiful man or woman, that next romantic adventure, that next big hit, you know, this is starting to create a real form inside of you on a subconscious level. Because on the surface, yes, we can all appear calm, cool, demeanor, you know, demure and collect, but there's so much war raging on under the surface, and many of us can attest to that. We wage with ourselves every single day. So this card is saying, you know, you need to shine some light, and some real light, not the sort of a luminous sort of whimsical light of the moon. Because if you think about it, the light of the moon is an illusion itself, because it's a reflection of the sun's light. Not the moon is not illuminated itself. So think about that. What you are holding as this ideal, whatever is driving you to feed into this addiction, it's only an illusion. It's not real. It's not tangible. So remember that and bring yourself back down to reality, or bring yourself back out of that fanciful world, and really take a look around yourself and be grateful for what you have. And the last card. So the final result is the Strength card, okay? And this card is represented by the number 8, represented by, well, it's close to Leo, but Leo's ruled by the sun. So this card, in the Strength, it's ruled by, astrologically, okay, I'm going to pass that one on. But in this card, we are seeing the beast being tamed, the beast being calm. So think about that, and let's go back and reflect on this reading as a whole. We saw the strife in the beginning, so something erupting within you or within another person, that partner or something, that's causing them to be aggressive, difficult, stubborn, very just combative all the time. And we're seeing that under the surface, it's because of this fantasy, wanting this lie, you know, because the devil card that we see is just, it's a painted picture. It's not real. It's not giving you anything. It's taking from you. It's sucking you dry. So in the Strength card, the final result, it's saying that you need to get back in the rings and ring this beast back in, because it's gotten out of control. It seems like it's a primal energy. So I'm really feeling and leaning towards lust. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm sensing some infidelity here. It's leaning towards lust, because I'm seeing a lion here, and the lion is being, you know, pet and tamed by the virgin maiden. So she's almost in a way teaching the lion to be more humble, more at peace, instead of wild and just lashing out. Because if you think about a lion, I mean, who wants to go pet a lion, you know, just off the bat? It's a wild creature. It's a very dangerous and unpredictable force. And we all have that inside of us. And at times we have to rein that beast back in and bring it back under control. Okay. Don't let this beast be the end of your relationship, the foundation that you've built, and just everything that you've worked so hard to establish. It seems like you have a good family life, a good marital life. You know, you and your partner have stood the testament of time, okay, with the Ten of Cups. You guys have been through it all. Don't let some cute little boy or girl or avenue of fun or fling weed you away from it. Ring yourself back into reality. Please, please, please don't lose it, okay? Because in the end, if you let the devil win, it's not going to contribute anything back to you. It's not going to give anything back, I can promise you. I've seen these cards before many times, and the message is always the same. They don't give back. And with that, if you stay with me this entire time, I want to thank you so much. I have like 10 seconds left. So want to wish you all a good night. Work on yourself, introspection, yes, and stay away from pretty faces, okay? All right. Have a good night.